Is there a desire in you to not just attend revival, but live in revival? Welcome to the Revival Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Isaiah Saldivar. I've been in revival for the last 10 years, as well as traveling and being a part of many revivals throughout the United States. I'm going to be sharing with you how to live a radical lifestyle of revival on a daily basis. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the broadcast. I apologize for being late. I was trying to get my mic worked out. Hopefully it loads. Hopefully it works. Let me know when you can see me, when you can hear me. Tonight's going to be an amazing night. We're in episode 187 of Monday Night Fire, Monday Night Teachings, whatever you want to call it. We're believing for the power and the presence of God. Tomorrow, our podcast guest had to change the date, so I don't have a guest tomorrow, but I'm going to be doing either a Q&A or teaching or having my family on the podcast. We're going to do something tomorrow for the podcast, so we will be live tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Let me know in the comments where you're watching from. And we're going to get started in prayer. Again, we started a little bit late, so I'm going to jump in and we're going to start praying here in a moment. I'm challenging you guys to join me as I pray. Don't just listen to me praying. This is an interactive stream. So I have my chat up on screen in front of me. I'm going to be praying for those of you in the chat, and we're going to be seeking the Lord and just praying and crying out to Him. This is such an important time to pray and to seek the Lord. We're in a very pivotal moment in human history, and as believers, our highest calling is the place of prayer. You'll never graduate out of the place of prayer. Some of you are like, I'm called to be a preacher. I'm called to be a pastor. I'm called to be this. We're all called to prayer. We are all called to the place of prayer. So this is our highest calling. There's nothing more important we can do as believers than get in the place of prayer. And because of the work that Jesus did on the cross, we can now access the Father. The Bible says we had no access to God. We were at war with God. But Jesus made there be peace between us and God. So we're now at peace with the Father. So we have incredible privilege today. It's not that I have to pray. It's that I get to pray. I'm not forced to pray. It's a divine privilege that I can seek the Lord in prayer. So let's just start. Let's start praying and let's start seeking the Lord and asking Him to move. I'll do some teaching as we go. But let's start by thanking Him for what He's done in our life and thanking Him for what He hasn't done, but He's going to do. Thanking Him for the breakthrough we're believing for. Thanking Him for the deliverance we're believing for. Thanking Him for saving our kids, thanking Him for healing our body. So we're going to thank Him before He even does it. Mark 11:24 says, when you pray and you ask for something, believe you've received it and it'll be given what you ask for. So you have to believe before you even pray. You have to believe, and when you're praying, believe you've received it. Lord, thank You. I receive it. I receive Your healing. I receive Your deliverance. I receive Your breakthrough. God, I'm grateful. So let's just enter with thanksgiving and praise. Thank You, Jesus, for what You did on the cross. Thank You, Father, for sending Your only Son to die for me. Jesus, we glorify You. Jesus, we honor You. Jesus, we exalt You right now. God, we give You the glory and the praise. Come on, right now, wherever you're at, I'm going to help lead you in this. Let's just worship Him right now. Jesus, we thank You for what You've done for us. We thank You, God, for healing our bodies. We thank You, Lord, for saving our families. We thank You, Lord, for giving us a right mind. We thank You, Lord, for peace, for joy, for clarity, for wholeness. Come on, right now, God's going to make some of you whole. Some of you are going to be healed during this broadcast. Some of you are going to be delivered during this broadcast. Jesus, it's all about You. God, we don't exalt a man. We exalt You. Jesus, we honor You. God, we love You. We glorify You. We just pray, Holy Spirit, that You would have Your way. That You would touch people right now. And I'll pray for many of you by name here later. But I just pray, God, that You begin to touch people right now. I pray that chaos would begin to leave people's homes. I pray that chaos would begin to leave people's minds. I pray that the peace of God that surpasses all understanding would be released right now. Thank You, Lord. Peace is coming right now over you. We pray the peace of God. God, help us to develop a prayer life. Jesus, help us to pray more. Help us, Jesus, to seek Your face. God, help us to know You. Lord, we pray right now for breakthrough in homes. We pray for breakthrough in marriages. We pray for breakthrough in neighborhoods and communities, God. Lord, today, God, do what only You can do. Release Your presence, God, I pray. Release Your anointing, Lord, I pray. Jesus said in Matthew 7:7, ask and it will be given. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open. For anyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And him who knocks, the door will be open. So He makes three things. If you ask, it'll be given. If you seek, you'll find. And if you knock, the door will be open. Do not give up early. We got to ask. It's if you ask. So I want you right now to ask your Heavenly Father to give you whatever it is you need. There's a authority we have as believers to petition the Father. Jesus said you have not because you ask not. Now, I don't want to be one of those believers where I only come to God when I need something and ask, but He tells us to ask. Ask Him to heal your marriage. Ask Him to save your family. Ask Him to restore your body. Ask Him to bring deliverance over you right now. Father, we ask You in the name of Your Son, Jesus, to bring breakthrough right now. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord, for Miss Crafty, who says she has 6 months to 12 months to live with stage 4 cancer. We ask You for healing over Miss Crafty right now, God. We ask You for Your divine healing power and Your divine anointing just to be released right now in Jesus' name. We pray for the power of the Holy Spirit, the anointing of the Holy Spirit. We pray for fellowship, guys. The key to prayer is persistence. We keep pressing. We keep asking. We don't stop asking because we haven't seen it. We continue to knock. Even though the door hasn't been opened, we knock again. So we pray right now for healing again. We pray right now for breakthrough again. We pray right now for revival again, Lord. Do it again in us, God. Fill us with the Holy Spirit, Lord. God, we need Your Holy Spirit to fill us right now. We need Your anointing, God. We need Your fire, Lord. We need You to cover us in Your blood, God. We pray right now in the name of Jesus, the mighty name of Jesus, blessings over finances. Come on, some of you got to press right now in prayer. You just give me an hour of your time. Just press in prayer right now. I know you're tired. I know you're weary, but you can do this. The flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. Jesus said, if you do these things, you will get results. There's breakthrough happening right now. There's things moving in the spiritual realm. Lord, help us to have continual fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Simba bokubo san bararamando bosa. Father, help us to have continued fellowship with the Holy Spirit, to walk with the Holy Spirit, to be friends with the Holy Spirit right now. God, we want to be friends with You. God, we want to know You. Come on, just pray right now for fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, be with us tonight. We just pray for the presence of the Holy Spirit right now to invade your house, invade your car, invade your living room, invade your family. We're not in a hurry. We ask for the presence of the Holy Spirit right now just to rest upon us. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. We're going to be praying for healing later. We'll start with deliverance here in a bit, and then we're going to be praying for healing after, because some of you guys need deliverance first, and that's the reason why you haven't gotten healed. And so we're going to be praying for deliverance and then healing. But right now, let's just ask the Holy Spirit to move. God, I pray, give us compassion for the lost and the unsaved, God. Let our heart be in sync with Your heart, Lord. I pray, God, right now that You'd break discouragement off of those listening. I pray, Lord, that You'd break weariness, tiredness, and heaviness. Jesus says, give Him your weight. If you're heavy burdened, if you're tired and weary, amen. I'm with you. Give Him the weight right now. We just give You the weight, Lord. We give You the pressure, God. We give You the anxiety and the stress. Come on, right now, I want You to, whatever it is you're battling, whatever it is weighing you down, I want you in your own words to say, Jesus, I give this to You. Come on, what anxiety? Financial issues, Judy said. Absolutely. Give them to the Lord. What are you battling? Start by saying, Lord, here, it's Yours. I put it on You. He says, I'll take it. I'll take your weariness. So just put it on Him right now. Come on, in your own words. Thank You, Lord. Lord, we give You it to carry. I feel like the Lord's saying many of you are dealing with unforgiveness. Give Him your unforgiveness. Forgive, get rid of it. Give the burden to the Lord. Give the burden to the Lord right now, whatever you're going through, in your finances, in your marriage, with your kids. Say, Lord, take this burden from me. Holy Spirit, take this burden from me. Thank You, Jesus, right now. You're bringing peace and rest. Financial instability, financial stress, marriage problems. We give it to You. Addictions, Lord, we give it to You right now. We give You our kids, Lord. We give You the fatigue. Someone said in the chat, fatigue. We give it to You, Lord. Lots of people say on the verge of divorce, dealing with marriage issues. Father, we pray right now. Guys, we know that God is moving when we pray. You might not see it with your natural eyes, but it's happening. As Daniel 10 says, the moment Daniel began to pray, the angel started fighting for him. He didn't see it with his natural eyes, but the Lord is moving even if you don't see it. There's something happening in the spiritual realm right now. There's something happening in the heavenly realm. There's breakthrough happening as we come together and pray. Come on, some of you say that perversion, that sexual sin, I don't want this, Lord. Take it from me. Come on, ask him right now. Take it from me. There's going to be a lot of deliverance tonight over lust, guys, and sexual sin. I'm seeing a lot of you in the chat talking about that. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for trauma. Taking trauma from people, traumatic experiences. Lord, we give those to you right now. We pray, God, that you would take them. Father, I ask you, Lord, just to release a hunger for your word. So many of us, Father, are struggling to read. We're struggling to get in the word of God. If that's you right now, type one in the chat. You're struggling to get in the word of God. Father, I pray that you would spark a supernatural hunger in us, Lord. Spark a supernatural hunger in us, Lord, to get in the word of God. Spark a fire tonight. God, I pray fire for the word. I pray passion for the word. I pray hunger. You won't even be able to explain it, but there's going to be hunger. Father, we're asking you right now, send hunger. Send desire. We pray right now in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, we're so hungry for your word. Holy Spirit, we're so desperate for your word. Fresh anointing, God, right now. Fresh fire right now, God. We want to be hearers of your word, God. We want to be doers of your word, God. We're hungry for your word. We're desperate for your word, God. Lord, like a deer longing for water, we want to long for your word. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you're sparking appetites right now. Thank you, Lord, that you're igniting a fire in us to read your word. Thank you, Lord, that you're sparking a desire in us to get and memorize scripture. I pray, Lord, that you'd give us supernatural memory. I pray, God, that you'd help us to memorize scripture that's beyond human ability. We ask you, Lord, stir up the appetite. Stir up the gifts. Stir up the gifts right now, Father, I pray. Hunger for the word of God. Desire to pray. Desire to fast. Desire to seek the Lord. I don't want to have to always force myself. I want to desire. God, I want to do this. I want to do this. Holy Spirit, right now, just help us, Lord. And be honest with God, guys. We don't have to be fake with God. He knows if we're not desiring. Just be honest. Say, Lord, I don't desire your word. Help me to desire your word. Be honest with him. He wants you to be vulnerable. He already knows. Even before you pray, he already knows. So let's be honest in our prayers tonight. God, we ask you, spark hunger for fasting. That kind of sounds funny there. Hunger to fast. Lord, we want to desire prayer. Draw us into the prayer closet, Lord. Give us desire to get in the prayer closet. Meet us in the prayer closet. And Lord, I am asking you to teach us to pray. The disciples asked Jesus, teach us to pray. So Lord, we pray that you would teach us right now. Teach us to pray, God. Give us the words. When he came to me 13 years ago, I said, I don't know how to pray. And he said, I'll teach you. The Holy Spirit will teach you to pray. If you want to learn to pray, read John 17. Jesus prays so simple. He just talks to his Father. This is not some religious thing where I have to say the same thing over and over again. That's what the Pharisees do. Jesus talks to the Father. And tonight we're talking to the Father, asking the Father to do something in us. Change me, Lord. I want you to pray that right now. Samba kubo su taramando bosa. Yamba basu rombo bosa taramando bokundaraba. I want you to pray right now. Change me, Lord. God, change me. Start in me. Even before I pray for other people, even before I pray for my husband, my wife, my kids, Lord, change me. God, I need you to change me. God, I need you to spark something in me, God. I need you to do something in me, Lord. I can't stay the same. I can't stay the same. I can't be the same after this prayer call. Holy Spirit, I need you to do something in my heart tonight. God, I need you to soften my heart. And I hear the Lord saying, I'm going to take your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. Some of you have a hard heart. You haven't been able to cry. You have no emotions. There's no softness about you. You're hard-hearted, and the Lord will take your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. God, I just pray that you would restore emotions. Those that are imbalanced in their emotions, those that are hard-hearted, bitter, negative, always complaining. The Lord wants to soften your heart right now. If you're always complaining, you're always looking at the glass half empty. You're always looking at the negative. Come on, ask the Lord to soften your heart right now, give you a new perspective. Thank you, Lord. Soften the hearts of people right now. I pray for Speck, Lord. Soften his heart right now in Jesus' name. God, we want to have soft hearts. We want to have pure hearts. God, wash us in your blood. Wash us in your blood, God. Thank you, Lord. We just need you right now, Holy Spirit. We need you right now, Holy Spirit. God, I pray that you'd give us understanding for your will. I pray, God, that you'd give us understanding for your will for our life. Pray for understanding right now. God, give us understanding so we know the will of God for our life. Lord, we want to fulfill your will. We want to do what you called us to do. Help us, Lord. Give us understanding and wisdom and knowledge and revelation so we know the perfect will of the Father. We just ask you, Father, for understanding. We ask you for knowledge. We ask you for wisdom. We ask you for insight right now. Understanding, God. We want to know our purpose. I pray dreams and visions. I pray dreams and visions over every person listening right now, God. Give them dreams and visions, we pray. We ask you, Lord, show us your will. God, show us your will in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we want to know you tonight. Thank you, Lord. Help us to know the will of God. I pray strength for those that are in a season of testing. And we're going to pray for deliverance. We're going to cast out demons here in a little bit. But I pray for strength. Come on, who's in a season of wandering, of a wilderness, of dryness, of worry, of tiredness? We pray the strength of God. We pray the will of God right now. Supernatural strength to keep going. Maybe you're tired, you want to give up at work, at school. We pray right now the strength of God to come over your life in Jesus' name. We bless you right now. We pray a blessing over you in Jesus' name. We pray the spirit of strength and might right now that you will not give up in Jesus' name. But strength is coming, might is coming, encouragement is coming, energy is coming. Those that have been feeling unusually tired, we pray the energy of God, the strength of God, strength of the Holy Spirit right now. Lord, do what only you can do, we pray. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for breakthrough. Yeah, we're going to be praying for deliverance in a few minutes here. A couple more minutes. Thank you, Lord, for breakthrough. And I just pray, God, for spiritual gifts to stir up. I pray for spiritual gifts. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 12 to desire the spiritual gifts, to pursue them. So we ask for them. God, I ask for spiritual gifts. I want you to pray right now for that. Ask the Lord for spiritual gifts. God, we pray for words of wisdom, words of knowledge. These are supernatural gifts. This is not us praying, God, I want to be gifted. These are supernatural abilities, the Bible calls them. Right now, we pray for the supernatural gifts of the Holy Spirit. We pray, God, for prophecy to stir up. We pray for tongues to stir up. We pray for words of knowledge to stir up, God. We pray for words of wisdom, gift of faith, gift of miracles, gifts of healings. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name. Come on, stir up those gifts. If you can pray in the Spirit, if you can pray in tongues right now. Lord, we pray, baptize them in the Holy Spirit and fire. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we repent for being cynical towards the gift. We repent, God, for being arrogant towards spiritual gifts. We repent, God, for being bitter towards the gifts. God, break off religion. Break off religion. The Bible says to seek the gifts. Pursue the gifts. The Bible tells us, well, Isaiah, don't just seek after gifts. Jesus tells us to. The Bible tells us to earnestly pursue spiritual gifts. God wants to release them over you right now. Don't believe the religious lie. We come against that religious demon right now. We cast that religious demon out that's preventing us from doing what God's called us to do. Thank you, Lord. Spiritual gifts. Spiritual gifts. Come on, just ask for them right now. Words of knowledge. Divine appointments. We ask for divine appointments right now. We ask for divine appointments in our life, God. Bring people in our life that need your word, God. Bring people in our life that need healing. Bring people, come on, chat, pray. Bring people in our life that need deliverance. We're tired of sitting on the sidelines, Lord. I pray that you would put us on the field. Equip us, Lord. Send us out into the harvest. We pray that, the Bible says to pray that God would send laborers. We pray for laborers. We pray for laborers to go into the harvest. We pray for, Lord, just breakthrough. We break the spirit of timidity and fear right now. We break the laziness right now off of us. Lord, break laziness off of us in Jesus' name. Break laziness off of us in Jesus' name. Break heaviness off of us in Jesus' name. We rebuke you, Satan. You have no power. We're going to be praying for deliverance here in a little bit. We just pray the power of the enemy would be broken right now. The Holy Spirit would flow. Fresh anointing right now. We pray for the will of God in our families. We pray for the will of God at work, the will of God at school. We pray that there would be breakthrough. We pray that angels would be around us. God, send your mighty angels to people right now, I pray. Send your mighty angels. Psalms 91:11 says he will command his angels to guard you in all of your ways. Hebrews 1:14 says, are they not ministering spirits sent out to serve for the sake of those who are to inherit salvation? The Lord wants to dispatch angels over you right now. We pray, Lord, that you would dispatch these angels over our family, over our house, at our job, God. Your ministering angels, send them, Lord. Send them, God. Dispatch them in Jesus' mighty name. Come on, pray for angels to come right now. God can send them. They're not our angels. We don't command them, but the Lord does, the Bible says. The Lord commands them. Psalms 103, verse 20. Bless the Lord, O his angels, O mighty ones that do his word. They obey the voice of his word. Thank you, Lord. Exodus 23:20. Behold, I'll send an angel to guard you on the way to bring you to where I've prepared. Acts 5:19. During the night, an angel opened the prison doors. Hebrews 1:7. The angels, he says, he makes the angels winds and his ministers the flames of fire. Lord, send your mighty angels. Send your mighty warfare angels, God. Breakthrough angels, God. Angels of deliverance, angels of healing, angels of breakthrough. Whatever angels you have, Lord, send them over us, God, we pray. We pray for divine intervention. We pray for divine encounters. We pray for supernatural encounters with you. This is something we need to pray about more. Supernatural encounters with the Lord. The church has taught for so long that we don't need to have supernatural experiences. Why is that? That's not true. We could have encounters with the Lord. We could experience him. Why would we not be able to experience him? Lord, we pray for supernatural encounters and experiences. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. I'll be praying for people in a minute, guys, in prayer requests. Let's go into now some deliverance here. We're going to pray for freedom right now. We've been given authority over unclean spirits. We've been given authority over the powers of the enemy, the Bible says. In Luke 9:1, Luke 10:19, Luke 10:17, Mark 6:7, Mark 16:17, and Acts 8:7. We have authority over demonic spirits. We have authority over the plans of the enemy. There's freedom right now for you. For whatever demonic attack, whatever demon you have in your life, there is freedom and there is breakthrough. And I want you to start by renouncing the works of the enemy. You're basically saying, I don't want this in my life anymore. Whatever demonic thing you're going through, whatever stronghold you're going through, I want you to renounce it. That's simply you denying it, saying, I don't want it in my life anymore. To renounce means to reject something, to say, I'm against this thing. You've allowed these demonic spirits into your life, and now I want you to renounce them and say, I don't want them anymore. I'm not in agreement with them anymore. Leave me now in Jesus' name. The Bible says in Luke 14:33, whoever does not renounce all that he has cannot be my disciple. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 2:19, the Lord knows who belongs to him, and let everyone who has the name of the Lord renounce all wickedness. Titus 2:12 says, we renounce ungodliness and the pleasures of this world. So we renounce it right now. Whatever you're going through, sickness, lust, perversion, anger, hatred, addiction, I want you to say, I renounce it in Jesus' name. I renounce perversion. And many of you are going to be set free from the spirit of perversion, the spirit of lust. Some of you need discipline. Others of you need deliverance. Some of you need deliverance, and then you need to develop discipline. And so some of you might start coughing things up. You might start vomiting things up. You might having big yawns. That's some of the times where the demon leaps out of the mouth usually. Acts chapter 8, verse 7 says the demons were screaming as they left their victims. The demons consider you their victim, but today we're going to command them to leave. So start renouncing. I renounce witchcraft. Come on, what is it? Say it. Say it verbally. Let those demonic spirits that have been living in you, according to Matthew chapter 12, demons live in people principally. I want you to renounce them right now. I renounce the spirit of fear. I renounce addiction. I renounce cursing. I renounce pornography. I renounce whatever unhealthy thing you've been doing. ungodly ties, ungodly soul ties. We break soul ties right now. Renounce it in Jesus' name. We renounce you, Satan. You have no power. You have no power. Renounce all word curse, all generational curse. We renounce it in Jesus' mighty name. Again, some of you are going to feel a manifestation. We also have a map if you need more deliverance, deliverancemap.com, or go to my website and you can find someone to do deliverance on you. We renounce the works of darkness in Jesus' name. Every unclean spirit, we don't want you anymore. I'm going to lead you guys through a prayer here in a minute. All right. Unforgiveness is the second thing we need to deal with before I start commanding these things to leave you. If there's unforgiveness in your life, you need to deal with it, okay? Whatever unforgiveness you have, you need to deal with it. It's not saying what they did was right. It's saying, I don't want to hang on to this anymore. Because demons hang on to unforgiveness. Demons hang on. 2 Corinthians 2:10 talks about how if we have unforgiveness, the devil has an advantage over us. So we want to get rid of that unforgiveness. We don't want that any longer. The Bible says if we don't forgive them, God won't forgive us. So right now, deal with unforgiveness. Let's take a little bit of time here. Thank you, Lord. We just renounce all unforgiveness. I want you to verbally say you forgive. Let the Lord bring to your mind who it is you need to forgive. So I'm going to take a moment here and let it come to your mind, whoever it is. Whatever name pops in your head that you have unforgiveness towards, I want you to forgive them right now. I'm going to give you a minute to do that. Come on, whatever name pops in your head, whatever name pops in your head, forgive them right now. Thank you, Lord. Bring it into our mind, Lord. Who is it we need to forgive? Come on, right now, let those names come into your head and let the Lord reveal to you. That name's not random. The Lord's revealing who it is right now. Maybe they abused you. Maybe they hurt you. Come on, whatever it is, right now, I want you to renounce. I want you to forgive them. I'm going to give you a minute to do that. Just forgive them right now. All right. Come on, forgive them right now. Whenever you're done, we're going to start praying. It's going to get serious right now in a minute. Many of you are going to get delivered. Be ready right now because it's going to break out. And many of you are going to get delivered after you do that forgiveness portion. All right, now that we've done forgiveness, I want you to verbally tell these demons they can't live there any longer. All right, you might start getting your heart racing. If your heart's racing, if you're hearing things and something's telling you to get off here, not to listen to this, and you're getting mad for no reason, just think about it really quick. Why would you be mad right now? We're just praying. Other than a demon living in you, the only one that should be mad right now is the demons. So if you're getting angry for no reason, there's a demon living in you. If your heart's racing, if you're sweating, if you're feeling nervous, there's a demon there living in you that we're going to get out of you in Jesus' name. If Jesus cast out demons everywhere he went in the Gospels, how many of you know we need to do deliverance a lot? We need a lot of deliverance, all right? So now, I want you to repeat after me. I want you to say, I command every demonic spirit to leave me now in Jesus' name. Satan, you have no power. You have no authority. I do not want you in my life. I command you to go now in Jesus' name. Every demonic spirit, say every demonic spirit, must go now. I renounce you, Satan. Leave me now in Jesus' name. And I want you to say, Jesus, I give you my life. I'll serve you all the days of my life. Jesus, say that right now. Jesus, deliver me tonight. Jesus, set me free tonight. I lay my life down before you and repent of my sins. And then say, Father, I want to be free. In Jesus' mighty name. All right, now I'm going to start binding these demons. If there's something that you feel like is there you want me to call out, just type it in the chat. It's going to get real here because many of you are going to start feeling it to leave here. It's going to be a bit repetitive, but we got to force these things out. Okay, so let me pray this. So right now, I command every unclean spirit at the sound of my voice, your assignment is failed. Your assignment is over. We bind you in Jesus' name. You have no power. You have no authority. I rebuke every unclean spirit now in Jesus' name. I officially evict in Jesus' name every demonic spirit. You must go now. Come out of their mouth and go into the abyss. Never return and do not pass on your assignment right now. You must go in Jesus' name. Spirit of death, you are bound. Spirit of bipolar, you are bound in Jesus' name. Spirit of laziness, you are bound. Come out now in Jesus' name. The blood is against you. You have no power. You have no authority. I plead the blood against you, Satan. Go now. We sever your ties. Come out now. Come out now. Spirit of fear. Spirit of rejection. Spirit of discouragement. Go. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Spirit of depression, I bind you right now. I bind you right now. You must go. Spirit of depression, you must go right now. Come out now in Jesus' name. Spirit of control, you must go right now in Jesus' name. Spirit of bitterness, you have no authority. You have no power. Come up and out right now. Out of their mouth into the abyss. Come up right now. Come up right now. We sever your ties. We sever your ties. We break the strategies and the plans of the enemy right now. Go. Go. Come out. Out of their mouth right now into the abyss. Go. We bind you in Jesus' name. The blood is against you, Satan. Come out now. Spirit of gluttony, come out now. Spirit of perversion, come out right now. I bind the spirit of lust, spirit of perversion, spirit of homosexuality. You have no authority. Go now. Out in Jesus' name. Out in Jesus' name. The blood is against you. The blood is against you. We command you to go now. We command you to go now. Spirit of laziness, go. Spirit of frustration, go. Spirit of complaining, go now. Every post-traumatic stress disorder, every demon attached to PTSD, go, go. You have no power. Witchcraft, we bind you. You must go. The blood is against you. We bind you, witchcraft. Go. Every spirit attached to the New Age, come out of their mouth and go into the abyss now. You have no authority. Out of their mouth, into the abyss. We're not asking you, we're telling you. Go, go, go. We evict you now. Out of their life now. Addiction, you have to go. Spirit of blasphemy, go now. Go now in Jesus' name. Every spirit of death, we sever your tie. Every spirit causing you to think you're going to die of sickness, we command you to go now. Every spirit making you think you're going to die of sickness, go now. Go now in Jesus' name. You will not die of sickness in Jesus' mighty name. Spirit of rejection, come out now. We sever your tie. Come out. Go. Spirit of infirmity, go. Kundalini spirit. Spirits that came in from yoga, Ouija board, tarot cards, mediumship. Go in Jesus' name. Come out. Leave them now. You have no power. You have no authority. You must go in Jesus' name. Every spirit must go. Spirit of jealousy, go now. Spirit of despair, go now. Discouragement, dejection, hopelessness, go. Every unclean spirit, the sound of my voice must leave. Do not pass on your assignment. Come out of their mouth and go into the abyss now. I bind you, spirit. I bind you, spirit, in Jesus Christ's name. Every lying spirit, every deaf and dumb spirit, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. The blood is against you. The blood is against you. Go, 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 go. Out of their throat. Up and out of their throat now. Out, out, out. Go in Jesus' name. Every snake spirit, every animal spirit, go. We bind you. Every ancestral demon that got passed down in your bloodline, go in Jesus' mighty name. Go in Jesus' mighty name. You have no power. You have no authority. The blood is against you. Go in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name, you must come out. You must come out right now. Every spirit of deception, go right now. We renounce every spirit that worships nature, worships creation. Every new age demon, go now. Every spirit of nervousness, OCD that causes you, oh, I got to lock the door 7 times. I got to do this. Something's telling me that I have to click 10 times or I'm going to die. That's a demonic spirit. Every OCD spirit must go right now. Every incubus, succubus, spirit of perversion and lust, go. Spirit of suicide, go now. I command the spirit of suicide out of your body in Jesus' mighty name. Come out of your body in Jesus' mighty name. Spirit of suicide, go. Spirit of loneliness, poverty, come up and out in Jesus' name. Come up and out in Jesus' name. The blood is against you. We plead the blood. Father, I pray you'd send your angels right now to bind up every demonic spirit. Father, send your angels to bind up every demonic spirit right now. These demons have to go. Spirit of procrastination, spirit of torment, infirmity, control, every spirit, spouse, we cancel your assignment now. Every sleep disorder, every demon that attacks you at night and your dreams, nightmares, night terrors, leave now. Leave now. Freedom in Jesus' name. Spirit of confusion, we bind you. Come out now. Go. 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 Come out. Come out in Jesus Christ's name. Every voodoo spirit, come out. Every spirit causing infertility, every spirit on the womb and body parts, come out now. You are bound in Jesus' mighty name. You must go. Every mind-altering spirit, go. Confusion, go. Phobia, every spirit of phobia causing irrational fears and phobias, you must go right now in Jesus' name. You have no power. Every spirit of phobia must go now in Jesus' name. Go, go, go. Go. Spirit of dominance, wanting to dominate and control. Spirit of control, go. Spirit of Jezebel, we bind you in Jesus' name. We bind you, Jezebel. You have no power. We bind the spirit of Jezebel. Come up and out right now. Come up and out right now in Jesus' name. Go now. Spirit of destruction. Spirit of sabotage. Every spirit tied to idols or ancient gods. Spirit of Baal. Go. Every Hindu spirit. Every Muslim spirit. Every spirit attached to Mormonism, which is an occult, a false religion. Go now in Jesus' name. We slam the door shut on you. We slam the door shut on you. Every ancestral spirit passed down to us, we command you, leave now. Leave now. Spirits that came in through tarot cards. Spirits that came in through hypnotism. Spirits that came in through horoscopes, astrology, levitation, black magic, conjuring, charms, magic items, fortune tellers. Come on, whatever it was, we break the witchcraft right now. Every religious spirit. Every ritualistic spirit, come out now. Every spirit of false religion, we command you to go now in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name, you have no power. We break your power in Jesus' name. We're going to pray for healing in just about 5 minutes. 5 more minutes, I really want to hammer this. Confusion, you must go. Religion, you must go. Come on, there's breakthrough right now. Come out. Everything must go now. Every Freemason spirit must go. Every Freemason spirit must go. We break that heaviness right now. We break the curse. We break the generational curse in Jesus' name. We break the generational curse in Jesus' name. We break the demonic spirits that are holding us down. Go. Come out. Out of their mouth. Doubt, you must go. Shame, you must go. That's the spirit I got delivered from when I got saved. Spirit of shame, come out now. Spirit of shame, come out now. Spirit of lust, come out now. Go, go, go. In Jesus' name. Spirit of schizophrenia, that the voices you hear, we command those demons to leave now. In Jesus' name, not in my name, I take authority in Jesus Christ's name. According to Scripture, you are bound and you must go right now. The blood of Jesus is against you. You must go right now. You must go right now. Go. We're not asking you, we're telling you. Go. Every stubborn demon, come out. Every stubborn demon, come out now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for breakthrough. Freedom right now in Jesus' name. Every spirit causing mental illness, come out now in Jesus' name. Every spirit causing mental illness, come out right now in Jesus' name. Tormenting spirits. Some of you are being visited by a tormenting spirit, impersonating somebody, a friend or a family. We command those spirits out right now in Jesus' name. Tormenting spirits right now. Spirits that are following and stalking you. Go. Familiar spirits. Some of you have loved ones visiting you at night, and I hate to break it to you, those are demonic spirits. Your loved one is not visiting you. These are familiar spirits. Your loved one is either in heaven or hell if they died. But those familiar spirits are coming to you, talking to you. We just command those to go. Leave our life. We don't want you. Get out in Jesus' name. Spirits impersonating family members, go now in Jesus' name. Go now in Jesus' name. A couple more minutes and we're going to pray for the sick. Monitoring spirits must go. Tormenting spirits. Spirits of fear. Spirit of offense. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Spirit of infirmity and illness. Go in Jesus' name. You are not welcome. We don't want you in our life. You're not welcome here. Get out of our bodies. Remember, demons live in our bodies. That's what Matthew 12, Jesus tells us. They call us their home. Evict them tonight. We evict you, Satan. Get out of our homes. And I'm talking about our bodies. Spirits causing miscarriage, go now. Spirits that came in through abortion, go now. You have no power. Go. You have no power. Leave us alone. We don't want you. Come out of our mouth and go into the abyss. Kelly said, I feel so much lighter. Praise the Lord, there's deliverance happening. Abusive spirits, torturing spirits. Every wicked spirit we bind and command to go in Jesus' name. Every spirit of suicide, every spirit spouse, every spirit that came in through Reiki, go now in Jesus' name. Every spirit in our home, I want you to command those spirits to leave your house right now. If there's spirits in your home tormenting you, causing disruption, I want you to command those things to leave right now. Go, you have no power. We command every spirit to leave our house now, up and out, in Jesus' name. You have no power. You have no power. Leave our house, leave our bedrooms, leave our kids' rooms. Leave, go. You got to take authority. They don't have to leave until you tell them with the authority of Jesus Christ to go. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, these things must go. Go, 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 go. All right, I want to pray for healing right now. The healing power of God, we pray right now to be released in Jesus' name. 1 Peter 2:24 said, He bore our sins in His body that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. And by His wounds, you have been healed. There is power. There is healing power all through Scripture. Jesus healed people. Luke 10:9, Matthew 4:23, Matthew 12:15, Acts 28:8, Acts 10:38, Matthew 8:16, Hebrews 13:8, James 5:14. There is healing power. So we ask right now for the healing power of God to touch your body. Wherever there's pain, wherever there's sickness, we pray by faith the healing power of God. Cancer must go right now in Jesus' name. Sickness must go right now in Jesus' name. We just ask for the healing power of God to touch our bodies. Come on, right now I want you to pray for the healing power of God. Stretch forth your hand. There is healing power. Wherever you're sick, lay hands on yourself, and we're praying for the healing power of God. Eczema, right now we say be healed. Thyroid cancer, we pray for pain all over Kathleen's body, be healed. Headaches over Abraham, she prays. Joint pain, go. Hernias, We pray healing cyst right now in Jesus' name over Nikki's pancreatic cancer. We pray over Dean's neck hump being be healed, neck pain, thyroid issues, fibroids, brain fog, knee pain. Be healed. By his stripes, you are healed. I pray over Noella's teeth problems. Be healed right now in Jesus' name. Body aches over Deb. Thank you, Lord. Spurs in the feet. High blood pressure. We pray the healing power of God. High blood pressure. Hair loss. Healing right now. Autism. We pray for vision to be restored. Blind eyes to be open. Epilepsy. We say over Yessie, be healed. Multiple sclerosis. Be healed right now. Foot drop. Sciatica. Dizziness. Right now. Cancer, you must go. We pray the healing power of God over Brian's cancer. Adriana's shoulder and teeth, we say be healed in Jesus' name. We just pray the healing power of God to flow right now. There is healing. Jesus said for us to pray for the sick. We're doing what he told us to do. Ovarian cancer. Come on, type whatever it is you need healing for in the chat right now. Fatigue, misaligned jaw, deafness, blindness, arthritis. Be healed in Jesus' name. We pray for ears right now to be healed in Jesus' name. Kidneys be healed. We pray for those that got sick from mold, kidney stones, heart disease, blood disease, spine. Thank you, Lord. We pray against infertility. We pray healing. Over hair loss, God, be healed. We pray healing right now. Over hernias, the two hernias, we just pray Holy Spirit, heal them. God, you see all these requests coming in. Father, we pray for healing in Jesus' name. Ryan, Sierra, Jacqueline, Alex's lung cancer, be healed, be healed, be healed. Healing power of God. Lord, we stand in the gap for all these prayer requests over Geraldine's tumors. Over parasites, we say be healed right now in Jesus' name. Skin cancer and skin conditions. Skin disease. Someone said painful acne. We say be healed. Kidney stones for Chili. Acid reflux. Low iron. PCOS. Be healed. Lupus. We command you to leave and we pray the healing power of God. Neuropathy. Gallbladders. Be healed right now. Thank you, Lord. Insomnia. We pray for TJ's back to be healed right now. Jesus' name. Bladder issues. In Jesus' name. Skin fungus. Right now be healed. Neuropathy. Throat over Amanda. Kidney failure. Kidney failure right now over Jacqueline. Foot drop over Levis. Hemorrhoids be healed. Food stinging, someone said. Chronic fatigue, lipoma, be healed. Psoriasis, chest pain over Randolph. We pray for Alicia's father's back pain. Severe back pain, be healed. Sound mind. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We pray for skin conditions, spinal and neck problems. Nerves, we command nerves and ligaments and tendons to be healed right now. Nerves, ligaments, and tendons be healed in Jesus' mighty name. Be restored in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Father, we pray for healing right now over every person watching. We pray over a wife and mother for you, healer of breast cancer, God. Hip pain, paralysis, we pray that you'd get feeling back and movement back. Unexplained diseases, we command to go right now. In Jesus' name. Cerebral palsy, be healed. Adrenal failure, adrenal glands, be healed. Dizziness, right now. Nausea, fever. Just like Jesus laid hands on Peter's mom and her fever left, we pray that fever would go right now. Depression would go right now. Sinus issues would go right now in Jesus Christ's name. We pray your sinuses would be healed. Asthma would be healed. Come on, right now. There's breakthrough happening. There's miracle power being released, guys. The Lord is doing it. Numbness. Pneumonia. Thank you, Lord, for your healing touch. Thank you, Lord, for your healing power. Come on, there's a fresh anointing right now. Rapid heart rate. Sleep apnea. Irregular heartbeat. Father, I pray that that heart would beat again normal. Lord, let that heart beat again normal. Thank you, Lord. Scoliosis, God, I pray, straighten that back out in Jesus' name. Straighten that back out in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Those that are nonverbal, I pray, Lord, they would speak. Healing in the mind. Pray for chronic allergies to be healed. Thank you, Lord. Bladder cancer over Sandra, be healed right now. BP, amazing grace, I pray your pancreas would be healed right now. Aneurysms, be healed right now in Jesus' name. Bell's palsy, we pray the healing power of God. Healing power of God right now in Jesus' name. Ear infections, we command to go in Jesus' name. Come on, a couple more minutes, guys. Thank you, Lord, for liver cancer to be healed. Come on, chat. Pray for those right now that are typing out what they got going. Knee problems, brain healing. We pray our families be healed right now. I want you just to pray for your sick family members in your own way right now. Father, we pray healing over our kids. We pray breakthrough over our kids. We pray salvation over our kids right now in Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus to cover them. Blood circulation, God. Samba kurobosata. Shikabasha. Simba robo shamba robosa tadabandere. Bowel problems be healed. Vertigo. Trauma. We pray for Juanita's son Adam, God. Healing, healing, healing. Jerry, we pray your eyesight be healed. Thank you, Lord, for your healing touch, God. I pray your healing power to go forth and heal these people. Thank you, Jesus. Over every prayer request, Jesus, you see them. Heal your people, Lord. Heal your people, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Heal your people, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Circulation, salvation, breakthrough right now. And Lord, I just pray for baptism of the Holy Spirit. God, I pray that you would baptize every person listening with the Holy Spirit in fire. Come on, I want you to ask for a fresh filling of the Holy Spirit. Rivers of living water, as the book of John says. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Sarobobo sambakurombosa. Rivers of living water flow. Sarombo shandiaramando bokurombosa. Thank you, Lord, for rivers of living water. Simba rombo sa taramakotoso. Shibasa. Kinda rabasu rumbosa. Fill them with your Holy Spirit, God. I pray power, fresh filling right now. Ask for a fresh baptism. Some of you are going to get baptized for the first time in the Holy Spirit. All you got to do is ask. All you got to do is ask. Simba rumbosa, tiaramando boso rumbosa. Holy Spirit, have your way. Holy Spirit, have your way. Fresh filling, fresh wind, fresh fire. Some of you are going to get a second wind right now. Some of you are going to get a new fire in you. We pray that the Lord would send his fire to us. Tongues as a fire, we pray rest on each person right now. Fill us, Lord, with your Holy Spirit, God. We need the baptism of your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, have your way right now. We pray for fresh fire, fresh wind, fresh baptism. Fresh wind, fresh fire. Fresh wind, fresh fire. Fill us again, Lord. We're hungry for you. God, we need you. We need your Holy Spirit. Fresh filling right now. Just put your hands out like you're receiving a gift. And I want you to say, Father, fill me with your Holy Spirit. Just say that right now. Put your hands out and say, Father, fill me with your Holy Spirit. Father, I want the Holy Spirit. Lord, give me the Holy Spirit. He says to ask. He said to ask. So we need to ask for the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Fresh wind. Fresh hunger, God. Fresh desire. Holy Spirit, fire. We need you, Lord. We're sorry, God, for trying to do this without you. We repent, God, for trying to do it our own way. We want to know you, God. We want to follow you. Fill us, fill us, fill us. Come on, right there. Right there. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for filling us afresh. Thank you, Lord, for a fresh wind. Thank you, Lord, for the rivers of living water to flow. If you feel dry, the Lord's going to release his river over you right now. Get ready for the river to come. We pray, river of God, flow where there's dryness. He says a river will be through the desert wasteland. Holy Spirit, we pray, fill him right now. We pray, fill him right now in Jesus' name. Fill him right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, fire. Holy Spirit, power. Holy Spirit, baptism. God, we're asking you, fill us with the Holy Spirit. God, I ask you to fill me with the Holy Spirit. Overflowing. Overflowing. I pray for Irene's stomach pain right now, Lord. Bring healing over Irene in Jesus' name. Bring healing over Irene in Jesus' name. Come on, a couple more minutes, guys. Some of you, this is the first time you've ever prayed an hour. We've been praying for an hour now. And this is amazing, guys. This is breakthrough. This is endurance. This is new for some of you, but the Lord's going to develop this in you. Thank you, Jesus. We honor you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We give you all the praise. We thank you for answering our prayers. We have confidence that you hear and you answer. You have to have confidence, guys, when you're praying that he hears and he answers. A double-minded person will not receive any answered prayer. They're unstable. They're unstable. We have to, faith. We know he's going to answer our prayers. We know he's going to respond. Our God hears. He's alive. He's not dead. He's not weak. He's not deaf. He hears and he's alive. Thank you, Lord. Simba robo satara makota sa. Shimba robo sati aramando bokorombo sa. Thank you, Lord, that you hear us, that you know us, that you're answering our prayers. I haven't prayed this long in a while. It's amazing, Brittany. Come on, let's keep pressing. Shiba robo sataraba. Baptize us with fire, Lord. Baptize us with fire. Excuse me, guys, for yawning. Baptize us with fire, Lord, in Jesus' name. We bless every person listening, God. We pray blessing over their families. We pray blessing over their generations. We pray blessing over their kids. We pray blessing over their marriages. We just pray, God, over their bloodline. Be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Holy Spirit, move right now over all these prayer requests. We give them to you. Thank you, precious Jesus. We honor you. We love you. We glorify you. Help us to fall in love with you more. Help us to have more of a hunger for prayer. God, I pray tonight would be a kickstarter for so many people that don't have a prayer life, that aren't hungry for you. God, I pray tonight would be a kickstarter for them. It would kickstart their passion. It would kickstart their hunger. It would kickstart their desire for you, Lord. We want to desire you, God. We want to know you, God. We're so hungry. We're so desperate. I want you just to tell them right now, Lord, I'm so desperate for you. I'm so hungry for you, God. I need you right now in my life. I can't live without you. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing. We bless you. Come on, there's 2,700 people on right now. How beautiful is that? Almost 3,000 people in this prayer meeting right now. We need to do this more often, guys. We need to pray more, 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 more. We need more prayer. If we prayed every single day for an hour, it wouldn't be enough. So many Christians that don't pray. Prayer is our lifeline. Prayer is the most important thing we can do as believers. We can talk to God. We have access. If I told you tomorrow at 6 o'clock, God would be at Walmart, every one of you would be at Walmart. Yet we have access to God just like that every day, all day. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. And you might not see anything happening in the natural, but like I said in Daniel 10, there's something happening in the spiritual. God is fighting for you and working on your behalf in the spiritual realm. Simbarobosata. Bless our families, Lord. Bring healing in Jesus' name. We bless you. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God is working, guys. God is moving. We're going to be again tomorrow at 6. We're not getting off yet. We're going to hang out for about another 20 minutes. We're going to be live tomorrow at 6, most likely either with a family or answering questions. We haven't done a Q&A stream in, I don't know how long, maybe a year, months. I don't even know. So we might do that tomorrow. And then we have guests lined up for the next 2 weeks after that. I want you to pray about supporting the ministry and what we're doing. You guys already know we're demonetized everywhere except for YouTube because of what we preach. But I want you guys to pray about becoming a monthly partner, sowing into good ground. The links to give are there. You can scan the QR code and give on our website, becoming a monthly partner. I want to also remind you, we have prayer calls Monday at noon on Zoom. And you can ask those in the chat that are there. They are life-changing. So you need to be a monthly partner to be a part of those. You can become one on the website. You'll get 70 sermons, download links, discount on the merch, and then you'll get invited to the Monday at noon prayer calls. These are life-changing. They're not recorded. They're not posted. Every single week, I'm on there, me and Jared and a few others, praying with you guys. Sometimes they go all day long. These are amazing. Healing, deliverance, testimonies, unbelievable testimonies are breaking out. So you don't want to miss that. You can partner on the website. And again, the partnership, as I've told you guys, is up and down. So we are viewer supported. All of our content is free. Pray about becoming a monthly partner. You can do that on YouTube as well, but they do take a good percentage. So do it on the website there on the QR code. You can give one time to tonight's stream, Venmo, PayPal, Zelle. It's all there. Cash App. I'll hang out with you guys for a bit here while you guys give. But sow something into the ministry because that's how we keep doing this. Basically, without you guys, we couldn't keep doing this for free. So we bless you guys and appreciate you guys blessing the ministry. And Lewis, thank you, bro, for keeping the prayer calls going. If you guys want to chat a little bit, let me know what's going on. I'll be on for about another 20 minutes here, 15 minutes. But I want to hear from you guys what's going on, what questions you guys have. First timer, Victoria Smith, thank you for being here for the first time. We are live every Monday and Tuesday at 6 o'clock, and then we'll be back live Thursdays as summer's over, okay? My kids will be back in school, we'll be live. I'll also be in Alabama September 14th in Birmingham, and then September 15th I'll be in Georgia, okay? So those are going to be great times in Alabama. I believe it's Friday night and Saturday morning, so that actually should be September, what? Is that 13th and 14th? 13th and 14th I'll be in Alabama, and then 15th I'll be in Georgia morning and night. So you don't want to miss those. They're going to be amazing, okay? And I'll post that very soon. I just talked to the pastor today. So he's going to send me all the dates and addresses and stuff, and I'll post that very soon. Alabama and Georgia, very, very soon. First timer, welcome. Welcome, 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 first timer. You're awesome. Thank you for being here. You're amazing. Yeah, we'll do communion soon. Maybe tomorrow night we can do that, all right? Maybe tomorrow night. Bring on Carl. Yeah, our pet dove. Here you go. Oh, wait, pet pigeon. Sorry. Forgot he's not a dove anymore. He's a pigeon. We've just come to grips with reality. Thank you for being here. Yeah, we had about 2,800, which is amazing in the prayer call. So we need to, or the prayer meeting tonight. I would open this up to Zoom. For those of you asking why we don't open these up to Zoom, these prayer calls, we've tried that before and 1,000 people joined and it crashed Zoom over and over. So I had the 1,000 person Zoom, the highest plan, and still it crashes Zoom. There's just too many of us, which is a good problem. A good problem to have. Yeah, you're not always going to feel something in prayer. We pray by faith. Sometimes you will have experiences in your prayer closet or in prayer, but we're praying by faith, and God is moving. God is moving. First time in your live. Thank you so much, Dylan. He said, the first time in our live, you started the fire in mine and my wife's life. We delivered each other. We're full of the Holy Spirit. We prayed for healing of the sick today. Dylan, I'm so glad you're here, bro. That's an amazing testimony. Thanks for being here, brother. You're awesome. You're awesome. Yes, thank you. 4 a.m. Sandy, thank you for being here. Wherever you're watching from 4 a.m. ZA, I'm not sure where that's at, but thank you for being here in the middle of the night. Such a hunger and desire that you guys have. And I'm reading the chat. I've been reading the chat all night. Thank you guys. That was fantastic. Thank you so much, Kimberly. I appreciate you. I'm completely delivered. Amen. Amen, Naya. Fresh fire. Amen. We'll be doing some deliverance in the events we're going to be at. And then we'll do more deliverance prayer. We'll do more deliverance prayer soon, okay? Honestly, we might just need to start doing it once a week for people because there's such a need for people to go through deliverance and get free. We might just have to start doing it more often, just make it a weekly thing. Deliverance is necessary. Yes, you can go through deliverance. So guys, a couple things. I have a deliverance training playlist. So I have over 50 hours of teaching how to cast out demons according to the Bible. So go to my YouTube channel, find the playlist called Deliverance Training. Every question you have about deliverance. I also have a book coming out in November. Where is it at? Oh, it's on the floor over here somewhere. I can't reach it. How to Cast Out Demons, a book coming out in November that's in the description. Please pre-order the book. Helps us out if you pre-order to reach more people. Okay? I think it's only like $13 or $14 on Amazon. It's on sale. Just, it's not a lot. Go get it. It's an awesome, awesome quality. That's How to Cast Out Demons coming out in November. You can pre-order it now. All right, so that's there. We have deliverance training playlists. We have a deliverance map where we have thousands of people praying for deliverance. So if you need to get freedom, if you need to meet with someone to pray for you, go to deliverancemap.com or isaiahsaldivar.com/deliverance and you can get freedom there, okay? So those are very, very important resources for you guys. They're all, you know, they're all there. The videos are free. The deliverance map is free. The book does cost money because how many of you know we can't print books for free? That's just bottom line. It costs money to print books. So there's no way getting around that. All right, let's see. I'm going to read some of the Venmo donations that came through. Let's see if anything came on Venmo today. Thank you guys for partnering and keeping us going. And that's literally what it is. You guys give and keep us going. There's no other way to say it. I appreciate you guys. My kids do homeschool curriculum at a friend of ours church. They go to a very small private school at our friend's church where they do like homeschool curriculum. It's basically homeschool at a church, basically is what it is. Julie, thank you so much. Michael Bukowski, thank you. Kyle Ross, thank you. Christy Smith, thank you so much. And Alicia Perez, thank you. Those were the Venmos tonight. Let's look at the Cash App. I just want to thank some of you. All right. Let's look at some of these. None of them. I don't think these are today. I don't think any Cash App came in today. Did it? Okay, hold on. A couple came in. Let me just accept these. It's loading. Give me a second. All right, let's see. A couple came in tonight. Oh, yeah. A couple did come in. Hold on. Let's see. Martha Garcia, thank you. Jody Thomas, thank you so much. Tracy Tips, thank you so much. Marilyn Ramirez, thank you. Rolanda, thank you. Edward Nelson, thank you. John Molina, thank you. Monacheca, thank you. Jerilyn, thank you. Carlos, thank you. Kifra, thank you. Estella, thank you. Dr. Quabena, thank you so much. Natalia, thank you. Kristen, thank you. Precious, thank you. Rudy, thank you. Adriana, thank you so much. Ryan, thank you. Raymond, and then Ryan, thank you so much. All of you on Cash App, you guys are awesome. What else did we miss? I think PayPal's the last one. See if PayPal's going to work here. All right, last thing, we're going to go over a couple more here on PayPal. Thank you, guys. Is this today? Yeah, it is today. All right, Jeremy Sipple, thank you so much for that generous donation. Christy, thank you. Lemmy Zhao, thank you. Caitlin, thank you. Amy, thank you. V. Romo, thank you. Latoya, thank you. Premier Designs, thank you. Cheryl, Jeremy, Pam, and Gabriel, thank you so much for the Venmo. Thank you, guys. Really appreciate it. All right, we're going to be on for about another 15 minutes. Let's read here. My Cash App is Isaiah Luke Saldivar. It's right here on screen. If you want to support the ministry and what we're doing, if you like what we're doing, want to sew, the Cash App's right on screen there. How tall am I? I'm 5'11", and I don't know. I'm like, how much? Close to 6 foot. I'm 6 foot with shoes on. All the content is free and people that want to support can support. That's how it is. Are you actually live right now? Yes, I am. I am live right now reading the comments. The Cash App is Isaiah Luke Saldivar. Cash, $ Isaiah Luke Saldivar. It's right on screen, right here, right at the bottom. My new book comes out the second week of November. Yes. Any other questions you guys have? Tomorrow I'll probably be doing Q&A. Maybe I'll go live from my phone, change it up, get on the live. If you go live on your phone, you get on the shorts feed algorithm. So you get a lot of new people in, a lot of people that are not Christian. You get to reach more people that way. So we might do that tomorrow. The deliverance map is people that are ready to do deliverance, and you can contact them and find them in your area, and they'll meet with you and pray for you to get delivered. That's what that is. I live in Central California, the Central Valley. Is burping a way of manifesting? Yes, it can be. What's the best version of the Bible for new people? NLT, which is the New Living Translation, ESV, which is the English Standard Version, or the New King James. Jared and Candace will be live right after me. So in literally 10 minutes, Jared and Candace will be live, and the stream will take you there. And I'll also post the link to their live as I'm about to end, okay? But yes, Jared and Candace will be live. I highly encourage you to stay. They'll be praying and worshiping. So yes. There's a bird in there? Yes, right here. There he is. Where can I pre-order the book? Thank you, Lexi, for asking. On Amazon. You can either go to How to Cast Out Demons, you can type in my name, Isaiah Saldivar, or you can go to the description and there's a pre-order link right in the description of this video. And of all of my videos have the pre-order. So yeah, you can go there on Amazon and that'll be very helpful. I feel a heavy weight has been lifted. That's amazing, Kenza. That's the goal. Praise God. I'll stay. Thank you. Yeah, please stay. Please stay. Please, please, please stay. We really appreciate it. And guys, the fact that we have people praying with you and over you and worshiping with you and over you is a great thing. There's great blessings. You will be blessed getting in prayer. Being in prayer meetings, I'm just guaranteeing you, you will be blessed. You will actually be blessed in your life if you stay and be a part of prayer meetings. What's the bird's name again, Carl? Is all sickness spiritual? No, but a lot of it is. Tanya, thank you so much for always helping on the map and in the prayer meetings. We love you. The best study Bible for new believers? My favorite for new believers is the Life Application Study Bible. NLT, New Living Translation, Life Application Study Bible. Very basic, very good for new people. Great, great, great study Bible. Yes, I'll be in Chicago in October. I'll be at the Now Arena in Chicago for the Breakers Conference October 26th. One-day event at the Now Arena. Get your tickets. You don't want to miss it. Thank you for re-signing up for those of you at monthly partners. The monthly partnership, it's an up-and-down thing. People partner for a few months, then they cancel. So that's why you're always talking about getting partners and asking people to partner. That's because our thing goes like this. Up and down, up and down. Summertime, it goes way down because people aren't watching online and people are, it is what it is. But we're getting ready, hopefully, as the summer's ending to ramp up and reach more people and have more people in the lives. And the goal is just reaching more people for the gospel. So yeah, we appreciate you guys being here. I love every single one of you and I hope to meet you guys at these events we have going. And if you cannot afford to give, then don't give. Just be a part. You can be a part of everything we're doing and never give a dollar. The only thing that is behind having to be a partner is the prayer calls. And that's because I literally can't invite everyone to the prayer calls because Zoom can't handle it. I would have the prayer calls open to everybody, but it just simply doesn't work on with the way Zoom is. So we've done it with the monthly partners. We have a small, tight-knit community there. And that's just what it is. I don't know any other way to do it. I want to engage with you guys. I want to talk with you guys. I want to see you guys lead prayer. So that's why we have the Monday at noon prayer calls. Okay. Man, the chat keeps getting cut off here. If you go through deliverance and your problems get worse, it could be that you didn't get fully delivered and the demons are now tormenting you because they know, they're there, so they have nothing to lose. A lot of times demons don't go crazy and torment us because they don't want us to know they're there. But once they know, we know they're there, after a deliverance, they'll often torment you even more. So you need to go through more deliverance because you probably didn't get fully delivered. So that's probably why you're getting tormented even more now. Yeah, please stop spamming the chat. Thank you. Thank you, Thomas, for always giving. I appreciate you. And you're sowing, you're investing. I invest into ministries. I don't look at it as I'm just giving away. I'm looking as I'm investing into the kingdom to enable people to keep doing what they're doing, to reach people. A lot of people in the chat tonight. Yeah, it was a big night. We haven't had 2,800 on a Monday night in a while. So yeah, it was a big night, which is great. And you know what? Here's the thing. I would rather have the biggest numbers during the prayer streams. I mean, how amazing is that? People want to come for prayer. More people come for prayer than they do come to hear me preach. That's amazing. That shows me we're building our ministry on Christ and not on a personality. Because if we were building ministry on a personality, it would be 3,000 people when I preach and 1,000 when we pray. But instead, it's 3,000 when we pray and 2,000 when we preach. So that's amazing to me. That's what we want. We want to grow and have prayer streams. And quite frankly, and I'm not tossing shots at people. I don't want to be holier than thou. But to me, it's like I'm mind blown, or like I just don't understand how there's so many Christian YouTubers and I've never seen most of them pray. Let me say that again. And am I wrong? Tell me if I'm wrong. But there's so many big Christian YouTubers and I've never seen most of them pray. Most of the biggest Christian YouTubers, I've never seen them pray. Ever. I've never seen them pray on their YouTube videos, on their live streams, none of it. So I'm just like, I don't understand that. We just need more prayer. And I know people don't want to be criticized, so they're scared to pray because they don't want people to criticize them and make videos about them. Who cares? I don't care if people make fun of me. I don't care if people criticize me. I don't care if people are like, oh, look, Isaiah's praying in tongues. So sue me. You're mad that I'm praying in tongues. All right, cool. Go manifest somewhere else. I don't care. We're going to do another stream where we just pray in tongues for an hour like we did before. We don't care. We're going to keep doing it. We need more prayer, not less. We need more spirituality, not less. So how are we Christian YouTubers, but we don't pray on our channels? It doesn't make sense to me. Do you guys understand it? I just don't understand it. And yeah, it is kind of like, you know, taking shots at people, but maybe it'll get them to think. Maybe they'll be like, oh, he's actually right. And I'm right. It's a fact. It's a fact. Most Christian YouTubers don't pray on their streams or channel, and especially the big ones. I can't even think of right now any of the big ones outside of the Demon Slayers, you know, Mike, Pagani, and Vlad, which are good friends of mine. Other than them, I honestly can't think of any big Christian YouTubers that pray on their streams, which is sad to me. Very, very sad to me. Very, very sad. And I would like to be proven wrong. And I watch a lot of their stuff and stuff like that. So, all right. Whenever Jared and Candace start, we will send you guys over there. Yes, we will send you over there. As we're talking about prayer. Hey, there you go. As we're talking about prayer, there you go. Jared and Candace are going to pray and worship. And here's the thing. When we have these prayer streams, you guys show up. You do. You do show up. You show up. End Time Headline says we pray in our streams. I love that. That's amazing, bro. I'm glad you said that because it's encouraging. But when we do prayer streams, you guys do show up. So I'm glad about that. It's amazing. Richard Lorenzo does. That's amazing. I'm glad. Awesome. And I'm glad you guys are saying some people that do because that's great. That's great. David Diger Hernandez does. That's awesome. Maybe I'm thinking about other camps. Maybe I'm, okay, should I say all the big non-charismatic Christian YouTubers? But that says something. I'm gonna get myself in trouble here. I don't even care. But that says something that everyone you guys name are charismatic YouTubers, which I'm charismatic. We just built a prayer room dedicated for prayer and intercession. That's amazing. End Time Headlines. I love that, bro. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Yeah, and you guys are all naming charismatics, which is amazing, right? They say, oh, those charismatics don't know the Bible. Well, I mean, at least we pray. There's something. And I'm not saying they don't pray, because they might pray, they just don't do it on their streams or on their channels. So that's all I'm saying. Pancakes and Isaiah are so filling. Breakfast for dinner. I love breakfast for dinner. I'm here for it. In fact, that sounds good. Maybe I'll take my kids to IHOP tonight. That sounds great to me. I love breakfast for dinner. I'm here for that. It's awesome. Anyways, we go from prayer to IHOP breakfast for dinner. That's great. I love the streamers you guys are typing in that. Yeah, Vlad does. Yeah, Vlad, Mike, Pagani. They all do. I'm glad. I'm glad you guys are typing in all the names. That's great, and I want that. I want to see more prayer. If we're Christians, we have access to pray, we should be doing it more. I don't understand why we're not praying. We should be encouraging people. And again, I'm like, no big YouTuber, and you guys named a bunch of big ones. So I'm glad you're proving me wrong. Praise the Lord. I want to be wrong about that. God, use your channel to show me that experience deliverance. Awesome, Catherine. IHOP prayer stream. Oh, I meant IHOP, like pancakes, like International House of Pancakes, not prayer. Yeah, I'm probably thinking of other streamers that are not charismatic. All right, guys, we're going to go over to Jared's stream. I'm going to spam it in the chat. Here we go. Let me make sure I have the right link so I don't send you guys to some other video. Here we go. Prayer and worship right now. Speaking of prayer and worship, there we go. That's where we're going. We are going to Jared and Candace's stream. When it ends, it'll send you guys there. I love you so much. I'll be live tomorrow at 6 no matter what. So you'll see my kids, my wife, or me answering questions. We're going to be doing something tomorrow. Our guest had to move, so we'll be next week. But yes, I love you all so much. Thank you for partnering Sowing Giving. I'll see you tomorrow night at 6. You guys are family. I love you so much. Can't wait to hang out with you in heaven. And we'll see you guys soon. Go over now to Jared and Candace's stream. It'll take you there automatically when I end, but there you go. Love y'all so much. Love you guys. See you guys. Good night. Love you all. There you go. God bless.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the Revival Lifestyle Podcast. If you like what you heard, go to www.isaiahsaldivar.com for more content, and please follow me on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram @Isaiah Saldivar. See you next week.